for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we simply adore anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. I want to start this podcast by saying that I'm about to speak about the loss of an animal, and I always like to give that warning in the event that this is a podcast that isn't right for you right now. If you are in the process of mourning or grieving the loss of an animal. And so I want to just give that trigger warning ahead of time. We recently lost a really important animal in our family. On Christmas night, we let our cats out. We let two of our cats out. And on the morning after Christmas, only one of them came back. And the cat who didn't return and ended up transitioning was my son's cat. And it was a really hard loss for our entire family because he was very much part of our family and very much bonded to my middle son. And for me, whenever I'm in any sort of process, it's really important to be able to feel my feelings fully. And this was absolutely no exception. And so the first night that we had been without him, we'd gone to bed and I had cried a lot as I was falling asleep, and I woke up in the middle of the night and was laying there in the dark. And for me, a component of any experience, whether it be a comfortable experience or an uncomfortable experience, is allowing the space of whatever the lessons are, whatever the things that I can take from the experience that move me to be a better version of me, whatever those things are, that I allow them to kind of bubble up naturally and organically. And I'm a huge believer in feeling your feelings fully, rather than stuffing them down or trying to get straight to the lesson. And so I had really allowed myself to grieve pretty intensely the loss of this animal and the impact that it was going to have on our family, and in particular one of my children who had a very bonded relationship with this animal. And so I knew that as part of that process, eventually I would land in a spot where a lesson came forward and I had the opportunity to look at that lesson. And like I said, I don't go looking for those lessons at this point in my life. I just kind of allow that to kind of bubble up and come forward when it's ready to come forward. And so I'd woken up in the middle of the night and was laying there. And it was completely dark in my bedroom. And there were tears rolling out of my eyes. And in this silence, a beautiful lesson came forward. And It was hard to feel and also really important for me to feel. And so I just want to pause and give a little bit of background that we had 3 cats in our home, and they were cats that we had gotten for my son, the one who had a bonded relationship with this male cat who we lost. And I've never really been a cat person. I've always really been a dog person. I grew up on a farm and I love all animals, I really do. But I just had never myself had a very deep bonded relationship with a cat, despite the fact that we had cats my entire life. I've always, you know, really been a dog person. And we'd gotten 3 cats for my son, who desperately wanted a cat. And I felt really complete with the number of cats that we had. And then one of my other children said that he really needed a cat also. And I had kind of been in the place of feeling like we were complete, that 3 cats was enough. And like I said, one of my other children really desperately wanted another cat that he could make his. And so we did actually end up getting a 4th cat in our family. And the reason that we got that cat was because I had really paused and recognized that my child was saying that they really needed something. And while it wasn't something that I necessarily wanted, I didn't want a 4th cat, that it was really important to him and I needed to hear that. And so we had gotten him a cat. A local farmer had given us 3 of our 4 cats. And so we had this new kitten, and we'd gotten this kitten about 3 weeks before Christmas. And I am not proud to say this, but there were moments where I both internally and externally complained about having 4 cats, that it was just more than I necessarily wanted. And while I was laying awake, grieving the loss of one of our cats, this lesson really came very front and center for me, that when I make a decision in my life, that I really have 2 options. I can either fully embrace the decision, or I can make the decision and then make the choice to complain about it. And it's a lesson that I've learned in multiple different ways, in multiple different expressions. And as I was laying there in the dark, crying, I recognized that I had made the choice to have this 4th cat, but I hadn't fully accepted it because I was complaining about it, you know, making comments about how crazy our house was with 4 cats, and how there was always a cat needing attention, and how it can feel overwhelming to walk through the house and always have somebody chasing you down to be pet or play with, or need to go in or out, or want to be fed, or whatever. And that while I had made the decision to have a 4th cat in our home, that I had been complaining about it. And so this experience really gave me the opportunity to sit with that and and recognize that's not the way that I want to live. It's not the way that I want to move through this world. I don't want to make a decision and then complain about the decision that I made. I want to make a decision and own it fully, which means not complaining about it. That if it's an active choice that I've made, it doesn't really make any sense to then complain about it. Then I kind of need to be all in on the decisions that I make. And if I can't make a decision and be all in on it, then I need to pause about the decision that I'm making. And so it was a beautiful lesson attached to this experience that was deeply painful and carried a lot of sadness and grief for our family. And like I said, I didn't go looking for the lesson. It came to me in the middle of the night, in the darkness. And I think that that's how a lot of shadow work is done. I think in moments of darkness, a lesson can come forward and we can choose to either look at it or not. And while the experience of losing our family pet was horrible, it also came with some lessons that I could choose to look at or not. And so I made the choice to really look at it. And I made a promise to myself that as I moved forward in life, I was going to do everything in my power to make a decision and then own it fully. And that part of owning my decisions fully is to accept all of the decision, everything that goes with it. And so as we head into 2024, it's an energy that feels important for me to work with and embrace in my journey and my process and this human experience. And I wanted to share this in the event that that message resonates for anyone else, that it's something that you might benefit from looking at or exploring within yourself as well. I know that it's something that I've worked on in various different ways and then was able to see another layer of it. And while I certainly would prefer to have not had this experience of losing this beautiful part of our family, it also feels like an opportunity to look at lessons. I believe that every experience carries lessons with it, and we can choose to look at those lessons or not. And this was a huge loss for us. And so having a lesson that feels important coming out of it was helpful for me in the grieving process and in the human experience. So as I head into 2024, one of my focuses is to be really mindful of the choices and the commitments that I make, and that I'm all in when I make a choice, when I make a commitment to something, that I truly am making that choice. And I wanted to share it in the event that there's a message there for you as well. We so appreciate you being here with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, and I hope that you have a beautiful morning or day or evening or night, wherever it is that this podcast is reaching you.